The House on Willow Street. Many of the residents of the town of Hilford knew about the house on Willow Street. Most residents would not go near the house on Willow Street. They were scared of its old exterior, white paint chipping off the siding, and weedy grass nearly 2 feet high. It was rumored that this house was haunted, and that if you looked into its windows at night, you would see a young woman's ghost. Jenny, a teenager who lived in Hilford, did not believe the rumors about the house on Willow Street being haunted. She decided she was going to investigate the house. She wanted to show everyone in Hilford that there was nothing to be afraid of. Everyone in Hilford knew Jenny and her two friends, Jacob and Sarah. They were always together, but Jenny had a hard time convincing her friends to investigate the haunted house with her. "What if it is haunted?" Jacob asked, and continued, "We don't know what could happen. Why can't we let everyone believe the rumors?" "Jacob is right," Sarah agreed. "I don't think we should be investigating haunted houses. Is that even legal?" "Come on, guys. I have done the crazy things you wanted to do. I went bungee jumping with you guys and zip lining. This is the one cool thing I want to do," Jenny said to her friends. Jenny had not told them this, but she had always been interested in ghosts. She did not think they were real, but because she was curious, she had to know for sure. Investigating the rumors about the house on Willow Street could give her answers, so she had to find out if the house was haunted. Reluctantly, Jenny's friends agreed after complaining about investigating the house. They decided that on Friday night at midnight, they would meet outside the haunted house and try to find an open door or window that they could enter the house through. Was this legal? They were not sure, but they decided that, because Hilford was so small, they would probably not get in trouble. Jenny had no idea what it took to be a paranormal investigator. Will I need equipment? Will I have to talk to the ghosts? These are questions that Jenny thought of, but did not have answers to. She decided that the best way to find out would be to look up on the internet what she would need to do to investigate the abandoned home. On Friday, Jenny met Jacob and Sarah earlier than planned to talk about what they needed to investigate the home. "We will need flashlights, a tape recorder, and a video camera," Jenny told her friends. "How are we going to pay for this?" Sarah asked Jenny. "Well, we can use the video cameras on our cell phones to record, and my parents have a tape recorder at home," Jenny said. "All we need is flashlights. I think my parents have a couple somewhere in our garage," Jenny added. "Let's go look." The three friends went to Jenny's house to search for the flashlights before her parents got home. Jenny's parents did not know Jenny was going to try to investigate the haunted house. She had told them she was spending the night at Sarah's house and would be home on Saturday morning. She often had sleepovers at her friend Sarah's house, so her parents wouldn't question what she was doing.
"I can't find anything. There's so much dust in these boxes."
Sarah coughed as she yelled at Jenny.
"Look, I found one."
Jacob jumped out from a dark corner of the garage holding a flashlight. He tried to turn it on, but it wasn't working. After trying to figure out what was wrong, he realized there were no batteries in it.
"I think one flashlight is enough," he said. "Let's go to the store and buy a pack of batteries before they close."
It was 9:30, and the only store in town closed at 10. Jenny and her friends jumped into her car and they drove to the grocery store on the edge of town. Jacob ran in and bought a pack of batteries and then returned to the car. They decided that they should go have something to eat before they went on their ghost adventure, so they all went to the small town's diner. Jenny ordered pancakes, Jacob ordered a cheeseburger, and Sarah had a slice of pizza. They all ate all of their food because they knew they would not be able to eat all night while they were exploring the abandoned house. Sarah ended up ordering a second slice of pizza,
and her two friends split an extra plateful of fries. For a while, eating calmed feelings of nervousness, especially for Sarah, until Jenny started asking them questions. "Do you think we'll find anything?" Jacob asked his friends this as he was eating a bite of his cheeseburger. "Gross! Don't talk with your mouth full," Sarah yelled at Jacob. Sarah was raised by strict parents, and manners were very important to her. She was a very polite and cautious friend, so Jenny and Jacob knew that it was not normal for her to be willing to explore a haunted house. "I don't think we will find anything," Jenny said. "I think this town has too many rumors. Everyone believes everything without ever trying to find out if it is real." She shook her head and continued to eat. Jenny was very upset with how often untrue rumors circulated in her town. Sure, this one was harmless, but sometimes rumors would be about people, and they were hurtful. She wanted the people in her hometown to be kinder to each other. "Well, I think that it is going to be real," Sarah argued. "I think I have seen something moving in the windows before. I don't know if ghosts are real, but I think this could be dangerous," Sarah continued, before Jacob cut her off. "I think Sarah is right. This is dangerous. If anything happens, it is your fault, Jenny," Jacob said as he still chewed his food while he talked. "Guys, I'm telling you it will be fine. What is the most a ghost could do? Make some noise? Say boo? Nothing is going to happen. If you keep worrying about it, you're going to be scared about nothing." Jenny was getting more upset with her friends. They were spreading rumors, like everyone else in the small town, and she didn't want them to end up like everyone else. "Is there anything else we need to do before we go to the house?" Jacob asked Jenny. "No, I don't think so. Do you guys want to have some ice cream first? Maybe it would help calm your nerves," Jenny said to her friends. "Yes, I would love ice cream." Sarah loved ice cream. As soon as the waitress returned, they ordered 3 ice cream cones and decided to go drive by the house and make sure it looked empty before they snuck in. So they all got back into Jenny's car and drove to the house, which was less than 5 minutes away. As they got closer to the house, it looked like there was a lamp on inside one of the windows. "What's that?" Sarah screamed. "It looks like a light," Jacob said. The girls could see the fear in his eyes. And then suddenly, Jenny realized where the light was coming from. "It's a reflection from a street light on across the street. Look!" Jacob and Sarah turned to look as Jenny pointed the light out to them. They both calmed down as they realized the house was empty. But they were still afraid of the ghost, or ghosts, that could be inside the abandoned house. "Are you guys ready? We can park at Sarah's house and walk over because it is only 1 block away. Then, if my parents drive by, they will think I'm at Sarah's house," Jenny suggested to her friends. "That's a good idea," Jacob replied. "Let's get this over with," Sarah trailed off. She was not happy to be helping Jenny out with this expedition. The trio parked Jenny's car at her house and walked to the haunted house. Jenny was excited to reveal the truth about the house. Sarah felt dread. She was nervous, and her stomach hurt from worrying about what may be in the house. Jacob did not know what to think. Finally, they got to the house. "How do you think we should enter?" Jacob asked the girls. "Well, we should probably enter through the back so no one sees us. It looks like there's an opening in the fence on the left side of the house," Jenny said as she directed her friends towards the opening. Jacob and Jenny moved towards the fence, but Sarah stayed on the sidewalk. She was too scared to go into the house. She had never done anything illegal. She didn't even litter. Now she was supposed to trespass in a house that could have ghosts. She didn't know what to do. "Sarah, come on! You have to have fun sometimes. I know it is scary, but it will be fine. If anything seems like it isn't right, we can leave," Jenny said to Sarah. Jenny didn't admit it, but she was scared of the unknown also. "You promise we can leave if anything bad happens?" Sarah was still standing on the sidewalk when she asked Jenny this. She was still scared to go inside, even if Jenny made this promise.
"Yes, I promise," Jenny said. "Come on, we have to go inside before someone sees us," Jenny told Sarah as she started to walk towards the fence.
Jacob followed behind Jenny, and Sarah followed them as well, not wanting any neighbors to notice what they were doing. Jenny, Sarah, and Jacob all slipped through an opening in the white wooden fence. They walked through a small yard, brown because of the dead, unwatered grass, and spotted a door on the back of the house, with one window on each side. Jacob walked up to the door and turned the knob. It opened.
"Well, that was much easier than I thought it would be," Jenny said to her friends.
"You have to go inside first. This was your idea," Jacob said to Jenny.
"Fine," Jenny responded.
She stepped into the house and the wooden floor creaked under her feet. She turned on a flashlight and looked at what was inside. There was yellow wallpaper peeling off the kitchen walls, pots and pans in the sink, and an old wooden dining table. The inside of the house was tiny. Although everything looked old, nothing looked scary or haunted.
"Okay, Jacob, you should use your phone to record a video of what we are doing in case anything crazy happens. Sarah, you should hold this tape recorder so we can record any noise that a ghost may make," Jenny told her friends. They listened to her instructions and did as they were told.
The three friends explored each room of the house. From midnight to 3 a.m, they heard no noise. However, they did find a book full of old photographs in a nightstand in the bedroom. They looked through the photos. There was a man who looked like he was in the army or who was a police officer, and a woman who looked like she was his wife. In one picture, they had two babies. The photo album was filled with many photos of their family. The friends looked through these photos all night until something alarmed them.
"What was that?"
Sarah yelled. Jenny did not say anything, but ran towards the living room where she thought she heard the noise. Jacob was frozen in fear.
"Come out here! A vase in the living room is broken on the floor!" Jenny shouted.
Her friends ran to the living room, careful not to step on the glass covering the floor.
"I want to get out of here," Sarah told her friends.
"I agree. Let's go," Jacob said.
"No, we have to figure out what it was," Jenny insisted.
Her friends groaned. They didn't want to find a ghost in the house. The broken vase had been scary enough.
"Did you guys hear that?" Jacob asked.
"I heard footsteps down the hallway."
"Let's follow them. I'll go first, you guys stay behind me," Jenny said to her friends as she began to walk down the hallway.
They saw nothing in the bedroom and then walked across the hallway to the bathroom. It looked like a normal bathroom. It even had a shower curtain that the friends noticed was closed shut.
"Please don't open that," Sarah cried to Jenny. "Let's just leave."
Jenny didn't listen to Sarah and quickly threw open the shower curtain. All three friends jumped and screamed as two glowing yellow eyes were looking back at them.
"Oh my goodness, it made a noise!" Jacob screamed.
"Was that a meow?" Jenny asked.
She looked closer and realized there was a black cat sitting in the bathtub. The three friends began to laugh as they realized what everyone had been seeing through the window. The glowing eyes that made them believe the house was haunted was a cute black kitten.
Jenny picked up the kitten. It seemed like it was 3 or 4 months old at most, and the friends started searching the house to see if they could find the kitten's mother. They looked under beds and couches, in closets, and everywhere else a cat could hide, but they found nothing. Jenny and her friends decided that Jenny should take the cat home. Jenny would have to tell her parents where she found the kitten, but keeping the cute cat would be worth any trouble she would get in.
What should I name the cat? Jenny asked her friends.
Blackie, Jacob said.
What about Ghost?
Because we found him while looking for a ghost, Sarah said.
That's perfect, Jenny said, as she hugged her new kitten. She was so excited to take him home and show her parents. The three friends sat in the abandoned house and played with the kitten until morning. They snuck back out of the fence and walked towards Sarah's house.
See, I told you guys that you shouldn't believe rumors, Jenny told her friends.
Yeah, you're right, Sarah and Jacob said at the same time.
Next time, I will find out the truth before believing a rumor, Sarah added.
I can't wait to tell everyone that it was just a kitten, Jenny said as she laughed.
Once they returned to Sarah's house, Jenny and Jacob said goodbye to Sarah, and Jenny drove Jacob home. Once she had dropped off Jacob, she was left to wonder how she would tell her parents about the adventure she had had. She hoped they wouldn't be too mad. But when she looked at her new pet kitten on the seat next to her and thought about how she could tell everyone in the town how rumors are bad, she knew all of it was worth it.